The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I've been joined by a live guest, live via Zoom. He is Rick Smith, host of the Rick Smith Show. Rick, welcome to Devil Radio, man.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me on the program, buddy.
Buddy, I see you're wearing a Teamster sweatshirt. I see Union Yes over your shoulder. Rick, you are a union guy, are you not?
Absolutely. I've been a card-carrying member of the Teamsters Union for over 30 years. I am a dyed-in-the-wool, die-hard union supporter. And look, my story is pretty simple. I grew up in a housing project on the west side of Cleveland, and because of that union card I've carried in my wallet all these years, I now live in a neighborhood with doctors and lawyers, and my kids will never see the poverty, the violence, the hatred, the kind of stuff that I grew up around. So for me, the way to a better life, the way to better opportunities is, well, through our unions.
Well, Rick, I wonder how you got into talk radio, because I don't think Teamster talk show host, but how did that work for you, sir?
After the election in 2004, I kind of fell into it. Look, I moved to an area that is decidedly, very red. I moved into central Pennsylvania, where they affectionately call this the Alabama section of Pennsylvania. And a lot of my Teamster buddies were regurgitating what they were hearing from Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of them. And I quickly realized that the reality is, you know, it's what we're consuming in the trucks every day. It's what we're learning through osmosis. Radio is important. And I never started out to want to be a radio personality. I never wanted to do this. But I realized quickly that we need to start talking to people where they are. And radio is one of the most powerful mediums out there. And we need to get out there and fight the good fight and share our vision for this country, rebuild the American dream, and give people an alternative vision from the right wing, supply side voodoo Reaganomic era and the neoliberal trade policies that have destroyed this nation.
That passionate man is Rick Smith of the Rick Smith Show. Rick, you talk about the state of Pennsylvania. And if you pay attention to the politics, Pennsylvania is a key swing state. And, you know, obviously it's the birthplace, or at least Scranton is the home once upon a time of the current president, Joe Biden. And he often points towards your state. But it's more than Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. You talk about the fact that it's big red in the middle of Pennsylvania. Well, it's a lot like that here in the state of Wisconsin, outside the urban areas. I feel like, Rick, that's where Democrats are getting left behind, is out in the rural parts of this nation. And they call it flyover country. And I think, you know, every little town's got an AM radio station cranking out the Rush Limbaugh, whoever's next. But, Rick, you don't hear a lot of guys like you and I, and I think you're a little more union-centric than I am. But, Rick, you don't hear a lot of this. So where did you first find a home on the radio?
Well, right here in very red central Pennsylvania, AM 960 WHYL right here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And look, when you strip aside the labels and you talk about the vision for the country, if you work hard, you play by the rules, you get ahead. You strip aside a lot of that other stuff. You talk about, hey, we're going to make lives better. Everybody wants that. You realize quickly that we all want kind of the same stuff. We just want to follow different paths in a lot of ways. I believe that, you know, we want good schools. We want safe neighborhoods. We want opportunities. We want better lives. And we do that, I believe, through good, smart policy. Policy has gotten us into the mess that we're in. And I think good policy can get us out of it. And it all comes back down to politics. And if we can start to talk to each other in a little more civil way, because what's interesting, even the people who go, "Are you liberal idiots?" When you talk to them and you realize we both identify the same problems, we just seem to blame different people. If we can get past who we blame and start talking about how do we solve the problems, like our trade problems, we need to rebuild the manufacturing base in this country like at no other time in history. You can look at it from a national security standpoint. You can look at it from an economic standpoint. You can look at it from a community standpoint. However you want to look at it, we need manufacturing in the worst way, and yet we're still fighting each other over it. The fact that it's taken so much energy to get a bill to rebuild our infrastructure, another thing that Used to be in the old days, we seem to agree on Mike, but today, I guess I use the old quote from Jay Gould. I can pay half the working class to murder the other half. They've been so good at ripping us apart and pitting us against each other that they're not even paying us to kill each other anymore. We're just doing it for free.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Rick Smith. He is the host of the Rick Smith Show, and it's going to start playing live right here on Devil Radio this evening, 8 to 10 Central Times each weekday thereafter. And it's also going to play on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101 FM in Waukesha. Rick, here in the state of Wisconsin, the unions got kneecapped. And I know who to blame. It was Scott Walker. He came in, he dropped the bomb. He went after the public sector unions and, you know, ran for re-election saying, well, I really don't want to talk about right to work. And, of course, won re-election and signed off on right to work as a presidential campaign launch in some small part. Well, Rick, it might have played, you know, good politics in the short run for the man, but it decimated the state of Wisconsin, and it's decimated our manufacturing base in no small part, and it's decimated morale here. And we've seen a real diminishment of the unions until very recently. And there's been some encouraging signs, little spring flowers poking up through the snow, Rick. What do you think the current state of the union is? Is there a renaissance coming for the unions?
There has to be. And to your point on Scott Walker, I was there in 2011 when Scott Walker and Act 10 happened. In fact, we were sleeping on the floor of the Capitol in Madison as that stuff was going on. In fact, we were broadcasting out of Brett Halsey's office. He was a representative there at the time. We were there for 2 weeks while all the uprising was going on and covering that intensively during that uprising. And look, I love Madison. I love the fact that, you know, when I was going out to Madison, I kept hearing the news media saying, you know, there's chaos and there's going to be violence. And they were prepping up. They're prepping me for this. And, you know, look, I'm a Teamster. I've been on picket lines. I've been through this. And when I walked into Madison ready for this great fight, there was a sweet little old lady who met me on the sidewalk with a sweet potato and a bratwurst. And I will never forget that with a big sign that said, I'm a union thug. And it was just the most brilliant moment that I've ever had. In the 2 weeks I spent there, I met the most amazing people who all had one thing in common. They wanted to fight for their rights and their right to a better life. And they knew what Scott Walker was going to do. And those kids over at the University of Wisconsin who fought and understood the college students who actually read what was in Act 10 and understood and took to the Capitol, who were the first ones there, they were the leaders in all of that. And then the unions came along and then got on board. I think what we were saying back then, if you destroy the unions, if you destroy our ability to fight for better wages, hours, and conditions, eventually we will eventually come back together. And I think you're seeing this, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. 47 million people left their jobs last year, Mike. They quit their jobs. There were hundreds of thousands of people who were on strike. There is a labor tension right now like we haven't seen in generations. And it's going to continue until there's respect for workers on the job. And I think at some point there's going to be, like in my grandparents' generation, there's going to have to be a moment where government and corporate America come to another peace agreement and come to some sane, rational labor law reform that's going to give workers collective bargaining rights again and solve what's going on and give people a pathway to a strong middle class and rebuild the American dream.
Rick, I was always a big fan of Bernie Sanders. I supported him in both 16 and 20. I did vote for Joe Biden, obviously, and, you know, he's my president, and I wish him well, and I hope he continues to be the president, maybe runs for re-election and wins re-election. But, you know, Joe's not a young cat. He's not a young guy anymore. Who do you think the leaders are? Who do you think is up and coming? And are there leaders in the union movement that are current politicians, Rick, that we can point to and say, you know, this person might take the mantle next?
Bernie Sanders was the first person I ever interviewed. He was the first person that I ever interviewed for my radio program back in 2005 when I started this. I kicked off Labor Day 2005. He was the first person, and I interviewed him numerous times over the years. I love Bernie. He's a guy who gets out there and fights for the working person like nobody else. Now, someone did clean him up, comb his hair, you know, iron his suits and do all that. And now he's a whole nother different person, much more polished. But when he was, you know, the guy who carried his lunch bag to work every day, that was a true working class hero. Not saying he's not still, but in that mold, disheveled, carrying a brown paper bag to work every day. I love Sherrod Brown. I hope Sherrod Brown runs for president in 2024. I would love to vote for him because I think he's got the right message. I think he's tough as nails, and I think he knows what it's like to be a working class person and fight for working class people every day. We could do no better, in my view, than someone like Sherrod. And look, there are others out there, clearly, but for me, he's at the top of the list. Now, look, you know, Joe Biden was my fourth pick. He has surprised me. He's done a fabulous job in much better than I could have imagined. He has been the most pro-union president of my lifetime. I knew that going in, so I had no reservations whatsoever about voting for him. But, you know, at the end of it, it still comes back to us. We got an election coming up in several months. And if we don't give him people who are going to vote for the policies that we need, the change that we need to look, Joe Manchin's clear. Make me irrelevant. Go get him more senators because I'm not voting for this stuff. So we need to, in Ohio, get Tim Ryan elected. In Pennsylvania, get someone like John Fetterman elected. In your state of Wisconsin, I like Tom Nelson. Love to see him get elected. We need to get more Democratic senators, more representatives in there to push a very solidly working class agenda to rebuild our infrastructure, to change our trade agenda, to build a human infrastructure, to set hit a reset button, to rebuild the American dream, to have that contract with our government, to with each other, to where we're going to move forward and rebuild our nation together. And well, you know, and rebuild what I grew up believing. That if you worked hard, you played by the rules, damn it, you did get a hat.
Well, Rick, I always thought the Democratic Party was the party of the working class, the working stiff. And I wonder sometimes now, and I'm not always clear what the message of the Democratic Party is. I got Wisconsin's Democratic Party chair coming on in like 10 minutes, Ben Wickler. Fine chair, but if you had a message to the Dems, the unions used to be the foot soldiers of the Democratic Party. What would be the current message that you would give to Democratic Party leadership, Rick?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, the Republicans have always been able to set the agenda. And it seems like Democrats are always explaining. For me, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We're gonna help you lead your best life. And we're going to do that by fighting for equality in all parts of your life, whether it's on the job or in society as a whole. We're going to fight to make your life better. We're going to fight for democracy in the workplace. We're going to fight for democracy in your government. We're going to fight to make your life better. And we're going to fight for policies that do that. The sad reality is, you know, in a lot of cases, and you go back to the Clinton era, you know, we were, you know, Republican light in some spaces. We were, you know, a little too cozy with corporate America. We're a little bit too, well, you know, maybe not as union friendly as we should be. And look, as a union guy, I started a lot of this because I had a lot of Democratic politicians come and tell me one thing in the union hall. And then when they went and cast that vote in the halls of power, well, sorry, you got left behind. It's time for working people to run for office. It's time for working people to stand up. And it's time for them to demand better.
The Rick Smith Show. That's the host, Rick Smith. I like you, Rick. I can't wait to hear it. Live. It starts live tonight, 8 to 10 Central Time, weekdays, right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw, 540 AM and 101 FM. Rick, can't wait to hear your passionate, union-supportive voice. And, you know, we've always had good relations with the Teamsters. Can't wait to see if some of the remaining unions in the state of Wisconsin start paying attention to the fine talk radio we're doing around here.
Up, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Hear you on the radio, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. The happier, happy hour. Not yet, though. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.